This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What you might call the global Supreme Court for trade disputes is out of order, not functioning. This is where the appeals go at the World Trade Organization. There aren't enough members on this appellate body for it to do its thing because the U.S. has been blocking replacements as the terms of judges expire. 3 years ago, there were seven judges. They're down to one now. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more.
The Trump administration has argued the WTO is infringing on rights the U.S. never agreed to give up when the WTO was created in 1995.
You know, there's generally an objection by the United States that the appellate body is going beyond its mandate, kind of creating law.
Rachel Brewster is a professor of law at Duke. She and other observers say the U.S. has been vocal in its criticisms, but hasn't been actively negotiating to reform the WTO because, they say, the Trump administration believes it would be better off without it.
The Trump administration is fundamentally opposed to the idea of, you know, a rule of law system in trade.
The other 163 member countries who presumably still want the WTO to keep operating have a few options. Jennifer Hillman is with the Council on Foreign Relations and used to serve on the WTO appellate body.
It could be that the countries choose to exercise restraint.
Meaning countries could give up their right to appeal lower panel rulings at the WTO. Just live with rulings they don't like instead of appealing them.
The other way that the European Union and Canada and Norway and others are proposing is to use within the rules itself an arbitration process.
Again, a way to work around the fact that the equivalent of the Supreme Court for trade is shut down.
There are problems with that.
Richard Weiner is an attorney with Sidley Austin.
One is that all the parties to the dispute, including third parties, have to agree.
The U.S. is a party to about 50% of proceedings, he says, and could object to any workarounds.
And that would shut down that process.
Meaning the WTO's ability to settle disputes could be damaged for some time. Again, Rachel Brewster.
It looks like it's just going to go on indefinitely until a new American administration changes its policy.
And more trade disputes might be waged the old-fashioned way, through destabilizing trade wars and bare-knuckled negotiation. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.